and greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be gathered in the house of the Lord. Let's just bow for a word of prayer here. Yes, Father, we come before you this morning. I want to thank you again for allowing us to gather in this way. Just pray that you would be with us here today, Father. We invite your Spirit here among us, and just pray that you would be with these few thoughts that I have, and bless your, feed your people here today, Father. And just want to love you and bless you and thank you for everything you've done for us here today. In your name, amen. Turn with me for an opening scripture to Ephesians 3:17. Ephesians 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded together in love. Then Colossians 2, 7. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein. I'd like to share a few thoughts this morning on being rooted and grounded together in love. This past week kind of took on a little interesting project. Had a septic line that needed changed. And wouldn't you know, it runs right under a nice big maple tree. And then it goes from there on to right down beside some nice big evergreens. And so we endeavored this past week to tear that out and change it. And as I was digging there, we had to practically cut our way through some places. And I had to think of the root system. And it was amazing to me as I pondered, and what am I rooted in? What am I rooted and grounded in this morning? And the root system many times is two or three times bigger under the ground than what you see on top of the ground. And so depending on what we're rooted or grounded in, the longer we wait, the longer we stay there, the bigger our root system will get, and the harder it'll be to change those things. Are we rooted and grounded in love this morning? Now, a big tree affects a big area, covers a big area. I had to think, is my life covering a big area? Am I affecting lives? Am I affecting other people this morning? And I definitely have need to grow in my life in that area. A tree, you don't hear much from a tree. A tree can't really talk a lot. Storms come, and a big tree stands the test of time. It grows, slowly growing every day, more and more. And the storm comes, and it might lose some leaves and branches, but the tree's still there, still standing, bringing glory to God. And it's a resting place for the birds, a resting place for animals. It creates oxygen, brings life. Many things create shade for us to enjoy. So much value there. We did get that finished up, and I've had to think several times. It'll be interesting to see how those trees will do. Hopefully they come back and it doesn't affect them. But I had to think, you know, sometimes people come take a swath through our lives, maybe take a chunk out of our lives, and we have the option to turn bitter and sour and maybe die. But we have to continue to look to Jesus, and it'll be interesting to see how that tree comes back. No tree is an island, and no place is truer than a forest. I'd look a little bit, it's amazing how much trees are tied together. In a woods, a tree can be tied to 47 different other trees, one tree. And the big tall tree is called a hub tree. So a big tall tree can gather more sunlight than other trees. So it's called a hub tree. And they're all tied together, and they pass their nutrients and everything back and forth. So if there's the big tree gathers extra sunlight, it passes out to the other smaller trees that can't gather as much of that stuff. All the there's some fancy words for it. I don't know how to pronounce them all, but the nutrients and sunlight and everything to keep those trees alive. Revelation 2:26, Jesus says, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star." Jesus says he's the root. Are we tied into his root system this morning? Is Jesus our hub tree, my hub tree? I got this picture, a little bit of, picture these roots all over in the ground, and other trees are all mixed in together. These roots are tangled in, they're together. If one tree grows, it's going to hurt them all. If one tree goes, one tree falls down, one tree dies, it's going to affect how many other trees. Let's be mindful of that our lives affect many other people around us. Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but in his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The Bible has a lot to say about trees and roots. Picture with me this morning a tree that is out there in the woods, in the forest, and a big tree that doesn't give. It just takes. It keeps all its nutrients, all its resources to itself. It doesn't share it with anyone. Make sure that it goes to extra measure to make sure that it gets everything that it can get, and it keeps for itself. I believe eventually that tree will probably rot from the inside out, and that tree will not stand the test of time, because God has created trees to give to each other and help each other. I think we're a lot the same way this morning. A tree that doesn't give, a tree that keeps everything to itself, will be so busy that keeping everything to itself that it won't have time to bear fruit. Probably won't be able to bear any fruit because it's so busy keeping everything to itself. God has some words to say about what He will do with evil roots. Malachi 4:1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. I had to think of a tree that's maybe growing out in the rock somewhere by itself, trying to grow. A little tree that never amounts to much, never grows much, never produces any shade, or it's really, in the end, it's really doesn't do anybody any good. You can cut it, but all you can do is cut it down and burn it. There's really no wood there of any value. It's just there, and it's trying to grow in the wrong place. I had to think of a thorn tree this morning. I don't know if anyone's had much experience with a thorn tree. I have a little bit. It's just like a thorn in the side. You can't really do anything with it. It's like it's there to poke you every chance it gets. It's just you can't. It's just, there's no, I mean, it's just basically of no value. I had to think of, sometimes you see a dead tree in the woods somewhere, and it can be a nice big tree, maybe taller than all the other trees almost, but it's dead. That tree might think that it's doing pretty good. It's taller than all the other trees. It's been here all these years, but it's dead. There's no fruit. May that not be any of us here today. Here again, Matthew 3:10. Now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Matthew 7:17 through 19 we'll read. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. The Bible has pretty harsh words to say about corrupt fruit and what will happen to that. It's not very pleasant. Some more verses. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. And Matthew 13:32, which indeed is the last of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest tree among herbs and become a tree so that the birds of the air can come and lodge thereof. That's a picture of a big tree. The Bible talks about the birds being able to lodge, a resting place. I had to think this morning of a Christmas tree. It don't have any roots. It's just sitting on top of the ground. Maybe mustered up all the strength to hang some ornaments and try to look good and make everybody think that it's genuine, and there it sits on top of the ground. Leaning off of others, can't support itself. Which tree am I this morning? Which tree are you? If you find yourself this morning struggling or needing the Bible, there is hope for us. The Bible says in Matthew 12:20, a breeze rude shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment into victory. And then in Luke 13:6-9, I'll read. Jesus told them a story. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard. One day he went out to pick some figs, but he didn't find any. So he came, said to the gardener, "For 3 years I have come looking for figs on this tree." Jesus, there is grace. He doesn't give up easily. If we trying to find our way. 3 years, and I probably even more than that, and for that this was for a tree. Probably more than that for you and I. So he said to the gardener, "For 3 years I have come looking for figs on this tree and have found any yet. Chop it down. Why should it take up space?" The gardener answered, "Master, leave it for another year. I'll dig around it and put some manure on it to make it grow. Maybe it will have figs on the next year. If it doesn't, you can cut it down." Maybe some of us have, if you find yourself this morning struggling, look to Jesus. He really does is out for our good. He does have our best in mind. He does want us to thrive and survive. John 15. I think we know those verses. John 15:1-8. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear itself fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." Says, "Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit." Many times if we find ourselves going through trials and challenges, let's remember that God might be purging us. And after a purging, many times you come back stronger than you were before. That's the idea of a purging. So many times, If it's used, if you turn that purging around and use it the right way, it can strengthen us. I had to think this morning of how do I know if I'm not bearing fruit, or how do I know if I am or if I'm not? I had to ponder a little bit on some of that, and I don't have all the answers to that, but I think that if one way to tell is if we're following God's commands, if we're following what God teaches us and our authorities in our life, and if our life is surrendered to Him. And there's probably a few other things there. But I think that God will show us those things if we truly seek Him and inquire those things. A few more verses here I'll read in closing. I guess a few more verses here that in Deuteronomy 29, you don't have to turn there. Deuteronomy 29:28, and the Lord rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation and cast them into another land as it is this day. I just want to encourage us, if we find ourselves this morning, maybe we find ourselves in the rocks or somewhere we have a root system down where it shouldn't be, and we think, well, everything's going to be fine. It's been going fine the way it is. And I just want to encourage us that it's not going to continue to be that way. God has harsh words for those kind of trees this morning. Job 18:14, his confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring them to the king of terrors. Proverbs 2:22, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. So that's about all I have this morning. I want to thank you for listening, and just want to encourage each one this morning to continue to look to Jesus, and He's the author and finisher of our faith. God bless you.